It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, we're not afraid here on Declare Your Independence, but there's a reason why. Why aren't we afraid? Because we know, man, human beings, they're creative individuals. They will adapt, overcome. And then, you know, of course, there's always somebody that won't leave you alone. I mean, you just want to be left alone, do what you want. And there are those that just won't leave you alone, will they? Well, you know, we're sitting here talking about alternatives. When you have this kind of control, a lot of people, they will not be controlled. And if they can, they'll do something. They'll go to their neighborhood witch doctor. They'll trade chickens for, you know, Doogie Howser to do brain surgery on them. You know, it'll happen. There's nothing – you're not going to get away from it. People are going to start, you know, turning to the internet. They already are. Why would I go to – I got a problem. I go to the hospital and sit there for hours. I can't tell you. I have four kids, man. You know how many times I got broken bones, dislocated this, you know, lacerated whatevers. I got, you know, I mean, I can't keep track. Now, I've done so much. My son, he's a machinist. He made a little thing on my keychain that says Dr. Dad, you know. It's not that one, but one in there. I have that a little keychain. It has a little square on it. It's a metal piece, and it says Dr. Dad. And I just like, yep, damn Skippy, because I've been his doctor forever. And it's because, I mean, by the time I get to the emergency room or hospital to do anything, I could have sewed it up myself. You know, heck, you can get penicillin at the veterinary supply. You know, I'm going, come on. You know, this is healthcare is so bad already. So what was the solution? Well, here starts coming these little clinics. You know, these little drive-in merge clinics, MediClinic.
Doc in a box.
Yeah, doc in a box, whatever it is. You know, get a little drive-through. Show me your hand. You know, find a bank, but done. My wife cut herself bad one time. We were cutting some signs, got a nice big giant, you know, and right next to her big scar, that was her First Amendment scar from making signs. You know, we were out at the Appleseed doing some rifle training and so on, and one of the ejects of my .223 went over and gotten a strap around her arm and seared it. So she's got a First and a Second Amendment scar on her left wrist. Yeehaw! And I'm going, yeah, baby, man, I pay extra for them. You know, so anyway, she's proud of them now. But, you know, you have these options to go in to where? Emergency rooms are a joke. And where's the doctor? They're not even open. They're not there. You know, you got to make an appointment. You know, you're going to get prioritized. Are you coughing up blood, you know, before you get to the front of the line? No, these clinics, you just walk up like you're ordering a taco. And I need this. Okay, go back there. There's somebody there. They take care of you. Usually they're not that busy. They got a couple of doctors, two or three people in the waiting room. You go in within 15 minutes. Usually you fill out a form. You pay cash. I got cash. You love me. Cash. $70. Thank you very much. Done.
Well, they have the nurse practitioners that are stepping up into these roles as well. But the AMA does not like the nurse practitioners because they don't practice under them.
Yeah, they don't give them their money. They don't give them their due. They don't give them their whatever the heck. They don't give them theirs. You know, AMA, you know, oh, I got AMA. I'm on that. You know, the AAPS, which is an Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, has been around since the 40s when they first started doing socialized medicine back then. You know, and they're going head-to-head with the AMA. It's finally just now the AMA is kind of, well, all right, maybe marijuana won't kill you, you know? Oh, where the heck have you guys been? They've already blown any integrity or any credibility they've had. They're done. But there is an option. There are other ideas out there where you can go. Ooh, there's always a free market solution. We'll talk about it when we come back.
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, and Special Agent Zylar from inside the VA. And, you know, fortunately, he's in an industry to where, I mean, you know, there's a job waiting for him outside. That's a nerd. The market keeps growing unless they come up with the super secret pill that people just sit on their couch and don't care. Yeah, I feel like going to the doctor tomorrow. I'll get to it tomorrow. You know, and that's kind of what's happening. Here, take a drug. You know, do you feel this? Do you have this? Do you have a tingling in this? Do your earlobes feel kind of sore? We have a pill. I mean, you know, and then, oh, you got the side effect of this, and this. There's a pill for that, too. You know, I mean, it is amazing how many prescriptions people are on. My father, oh, man, he has his own. When he travels, he has a briefcase full of pills. Proud of it, too. Ooh, look at my pills. And I'm going, you know, it's a life of, you know, that sent you down in needing pills. I choose not to do it. I'd be juicing. That's right. You know, I'm taking care of myself. I'd like to spend some time with my grandbabies. Well, the one thing that I put in here is I just did a search, and I go, ships off, healthcare ships off coast of America. I just did a Google search. I put that in there. Boom. Let's see what happens. Comes up. There's a guy talking about this. He goes, could we see, and it's from some blog or something, they're talking about this issue. I just happened to click on it, and I think he has a good comment here. Could we see offshore ships for medical care? Just postulating. During different times in U.S. history, offshore ships have served the public. There were gaming ships complete with an army of whores to keep the male customers happy. Then there were offshore radio broadcasting ships. Now I'm wondering about an offshore medical facility for the more affluent in our society who would think nothing of taking a helicopter from Boston or Washington or San Francisco, San Diego, to ships located outside of our declared limits, where outside the U.S. medical plans could cater to their needs. If the medical facilities are outside the U.S., they cannot be taxed, right? I'm asking because I'm not absolutely certain on this. This might be an interesting threat if there are any legal minds posting on this forum. Okay. Think about it. You know, you're out in international waters. You know, you could, you know, combine the gambling and the whoring with the medical care. Like, yeehaw! I think that's what Singapore and India is now anyway.
Well, the people go to India right now. They get to stay in a resort and get their hip replacement for less than it would cost to have it done here.
Including the airfare.
Including
and getting
the airfare.
Your own assistant and somebody sitting there hold your hand and watch MASH with you on TV.
Rehabilitation in a 4-star or 5-star resort after you have your hip replacement. You're back up and walking, and when you return back to the United States, you're all better.
You know, for the cost, a lot of time, what would be your cut that you got to pay of your system or your coverage or whatever, you go, you know what, I'm good, I'll just go over here. And they go, okay, fine, you know, thanks for the premium or the tax. You know, it's just another bucket of money. It's just a rip off. So what happens when, you know, some of us, we just you know, this agorism thing, we just, you know, live poor. You know, we're just like, man, we're good, we're out of the system. Well, you can't be out of the system. Well, I can be pretty much out of it if I'm not working. You know, if I'm not buying stuff, if I'm just sitting here, you know, eating eggs from my chickens and carrots from my garden, I'm pulling out of this. You drove on the road, yeah. You know, that's why I sinned. You know, shoot me, I sinned. I mean, you know, I'm just seeing how this is going to happen, and there are people of like mind. Just philosophically, they support. Let me put it this way: do you think I'm short of medical care? Just based on the fact of my philosophy that people support what I'm doing. Hey, Ernie, we would rather you and your family not die. That you're taken care of. You know, what do you need? Come by and see me. Well, whatever. Is that legal? When is it legal? When is it not legal? When do we care? You know, I'm if I need some, first I try and make sure I'm not in need. You know, then when I go, you know, who do I call first? You know, people I know. Are we filling out paperwork? Maybe. Maybe not.
recently, I was involved with a doctor that was taking care of a patient in her own home. And this was arranged in the hospital, and they moved her to her home. And the husband, they were quite wealthy. This was the backside of South Mountain.
Skype.
And we were able to take care of this person for almost 2 months, 3 months, in her own home, when the hospital said she would have died within the next week. And she was in comfort. The husband was happy. She was happy. We were able to deliver excellent care in her own home because he had the funds to pay for it.
Well, this happened. You know, I tell you a good story. In 1994, right after the 94 election, I was working on my car. It's a long story, rebuilding carburetor or whatever. It blew gas on me, burned my arm. Okay. And I got, you know, little burns all over. But on my right arm, I had third-degree burns. I had to have grafts from my leg put on there. So during this process, we said, okay, you know, thanks for the graft. We're done. We're at about $5,000 now. We'll just pay. You know, we're good and have fundraising. I had some guys that were in a band. They had a USO kind of tour thing. They want to do a fundraiser for me. Local radio stations, you know, Bank of America account, go give money towards and everything. We had it covered. Let me go. Let my people go, man. Let me go home. We got sterilized it and all that kind of stuff. No, can't go. Why? Because you can't take the penicillin IV with you. And you have to have this penicillin. If you do not have antibiotics going, you constantly, when you got lots of burns and open flesh everywhere, man, you're going to get infected. Bad things happen. Now, even the morphine, when they changed the bandages, you know, I could have sucked the heck. I was burned, man. You're not going to peek out when you're debriding me. You know, they take a dry washcloth and they just scrape the skin off of you. I mean, white light, out of body. Man, that guy looks like he's in pain looking down kind of pain, man. I mean, damn. This is, you ain't got no pain on me. What? You know, bring on the torture, man. I've been burned, all right? Debride it. So I'm going, you know, the morphine, I'm like, I'll live. You know, spend a little, I'll suffer the change and so on, send me home. No. $60,000 later, just because I had to stay for a couple of weeks in the burn unit, just sitting there healing because I couldn't take penicillin home. And I'm going, you know, and what happened with that? You know, who picked that up? You know, I'm a young libertarian at the time, young. I'm just like, you know, we wanted to pay for it. We'd do it ourselves, but they wouldn't let us. I couldn't afford it. That's not a problem. Sign here and the taxpayer will pay for it.
Because
you're poor. You know, sign here, you're poor. Sign here, you die. And I'm going, these are kind of choices that you're going to give to us. So am I a sinning libertarian? Yeah. You know, and I tell that story, and I throw myself on the altar. You know, I'm just as guilty. I got a whole lot to make up for. But I'm telling you, we have friends that were doctors and nurses, and they prepped my home room. They sanitized everything. They went to a lot of work for us to keep this bill as low as possible. We could have raised it. They didn't want us to. That's, you're not allowed.
That's changing. Recently, I've helped my mother do her antibiotics at home, including starting IVs.
Are you allowed now?
Yes.
And you can get the penicillin bag and all this kind of stuff?
Keep it on ice. They deliver it to the house, give you the... She hung it herself because she has experience. My mother was a nurse back in the day.
You know, I remember when this first started changing. It was in the late 90s because I had a cousin, and it was really sad. She, just like a carbon copy, looked just like my sister, and she died of bone cancer. And as you know, she's going, you're going bone cancer. I mean, there's pain, you know, and they find that this was not common. They just kept you in a hospital and just, you know, whatever. When you could have this on-demand morphine that you can do, an IV that you take with you and you can go around and so on. I mean, I remember us going, you know, it had to be a big, giant, day-long planned thing just to go out to dinner with her for a little while, just get out and she can get enough morphine to go and to get and survive and be able to concentrate and do. I mean, it's just, it was enormous. It was a terrible death. And the one thing that was, and then she, I had another nephew, her brother died of Hodgkin's. And I'm, you know, so I'm going, well, of course, they had 15 kids. They're Mormon. So, you know, you got that many kids, you know, you think something might happen to one or two of them. But, you know, both of them cancer, that's a whole nother issue I'm not sure about. But Each one of these, I've went through the healthcare system and how they treat you and how it's evolved and how you have, along with the internet and so on, and parents, you know, getting together and their health options they have of their children and demanding and so on, and all these kind of loosening up of this stuff. Because, of course, they know it's cheaper, too. Are you kidding me? I'm paying thousands of dollars a day for you to keep this person here. They don't want to be here. It's not serving them. You know, it's not going to change the outcome. Let them go. It's my kid. God, give me the... Oh, you've got a dying child. I went through the same thing when my grandmother died at 94. You know, it was a few years ago, about 7 years ago. I remember going through this. Grandma, you don't have to suffer. This is... People are going to rise up. They're going to rise up because this is important to them. Because it's pain of loved ones. It's death. You want to see a revolution? This is one way of getting it.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Yeah, what's that solution? How about a little bit of freedom? I want some freedom. Give me some truth, justice, what used to be the American way when I can't take care of myself and my loved ones. No, you're not allowed. You know what it used to be? I mean, you didn't have all this war on some drugs kind of stuff. You send your grandson, 7 years old, down to the general store to get you some laudanum, which was like, the version of opium. I mean, you know, I remember they had a movie. It was called The Shootist with John Wayne. It was one of his last movies that he made. And it was all about him dying of rectal cancer. And I think it was, wasn't Jimmy Stewart? What's the other guy? Yeah, maybe it was Jimmy Stewart. No, whatever. Yeah, Jimmy Stewart, I think, was the doctor in the town. And Ron Howard played, the guy wanted to be a, six-gun kind of guy, too, and kind of looked up to the John Wayne character, and he's staying at the bed and breakfast kind of room and house of he and his mother that they ran this old West town, all right? So he's there, and bad guys come in. He's going to go out in a blaze of glory. He's better than dying of rectal cancer. And the Jimmy Stewart character, his doctor, is going, look, man, this is what's going to happen. You know, this and this and this and this and this. And he goes, if I had the courage, I wouldn't want to go out that way. So the whole thing was that he had to get it wasn't even prescribed. You just go to the general store and get a bunch of laudanum. So you have all this, bottles of laudanum. You just be drinking all the time for the pain. They look at him and they go, well, isn't that addictive? And he looks at him kind of a, snide, yeah, so, I mean, I'm dying. I'll backhand you with my pistol whip you, So this is the kind of situation that we're in. People aren't able to make up their own minds on what they're able or willing to put in their body and then take the ramifications of it, take the responsibility for their actions. You're not allowed. You got a nanny state to tell me you can and can't do it. Oh, by the way, when you do it, or we prescribe it, or you got to do it, we're making sure our buddy over here that owns the company gets the cut. Instead of just getting the raw material in the form of cocoa leaves for you to grow in your backyard and start chewing on, which Bolivia has now abandoned the drug war. They told DEA to get out. Just this last in this last year, they said, nope, we're done. Have a nice day. Bolivia goes, bye. But we're not going to give you ass whatever. We're going to, I know, have a nice day. And they told all of the rest, you can start growing cocoa leaves in your backyard now. Because they use this part of their culture. While we're going on drinking coffee, they're sitting there chewing on cocoa leaves. It had the same effect. Heck, it used to be in Coca-Cola. That's why they call it Coca-Cola. You know what the secret ingredient was? It wasn't caffeine, it was Coke. It was cocaine. I'm so sick of people that have absolutely no interest in my well-being, just saying they do, to regulate me. It's really for the benefit of someone else. And it's a special interest. The AMA, they don't want you to be able to take care of yourself. What's the profit in that? Where do they get their cut? I've had, and a lot of professions are like that. The legal profession, I have a friend of mine, he was a Republican politician. you know, he's city councilman and so on, and we were good friends and partners and in business and different things. But he definitely was like, you know, we should have laws against these paralegals. They're cutting into my business. We gotta regulate them, you know, where they can't and they got to do under. Oh, really? Then dental hygienist. All they do is clean teeth, you know, do a little preventive maintenance kind of thing. Law in Arizona is you must work out of a dentist's office. You can't have preventative care going around to, you know, helping people. You can't just go up and clean somebody's teeth, park your van in the back of a warehouse of some business where the owner said, hey, you know, I'm because I love y'all. We're going to, you know, get everybody's teeth clean, you know, for whatever. We trade them some parts. You know, we let them, you know, pick from our warehouse something they want to be able to. You know, you see my point? I mean, you could do it with your dog. You know, your dog can get, you know, medical care. You can bring and get them, you know, a haircut and everything. You don't need a license. You know, you start getting to human beings, man. You know, you can't let somebody cut your hair, I mean, without a license. That would be, you know, catastrophic. You know what? It grows back, man. You know, I'm going, don't go there no more. You know, I'm so it's so bad that from someone that can see the hypocrisy of all of this, certainly the young, they will not support the continuation of this. Certainly not with them advocating for it. They're not going to go, oh, yeah, something bad might happen if you don't have this control. So what do we do? You can see some of these things, like Meredith Whitney's talking about the economy. You're going to see where banks aren't loaning them money. They're not going to have it. All of a sudden, you're going to see things pop up, a little check cashing thing. You know, Zylar, what'd you say they call it in
Tio
Spanish?
Rico.
Tio Rico is what? Rich Uncle?
Rich Uncle.
Now, here it comes. You know, we're in a border state down here, a lot of Hispanics. Well, not anymore. They passed that law yesterday. Wall Street Journal, man, they make a big deal out of this thing. The immigration law, remember I was telling you, the national ID thing, it passed yesterday. I figured it sooner or later. And in the private discussions I'm hearing from a lot of the people that were down there giving what for, they go, well, it's an election. It's really tough. You know, they frame this and we begin, it's immigrant. We can't. We're afraid of Russell Pierce. I'm like, oh, so what happened? One of the Campaign for Liberty girls, Andrea Garcia, filed against him as a Republican and going to run against him.
Very nice.
So we're going to have some fun because I know what's happening. Hunting licenses, fishing licenses. If you had a concealed carry permit, you're in the Department of Motor Vehicles database, all turned over to Homeland Security now. You know, this is not going to turn out good. You watch. Well, you heard it here. When we come back, we'll come up with some, we'll brainstorm on some of the things that might help us with our health care. We'll be right back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
The world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love?
Yeah, where is the love? Love's right here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and Zylar. I just want to live and let live and just be left alone by those that will not leave me alone. So how do we approach this? We got to have solutions because all of us are going to, you know, fall on some kind of need for medical care. We all do. You know, I stay fairly healthy. I mean, you know, hitting the gym probably do me more good. You know, I'm trying to eat a lot better and so on. I mean, I'm starting to, you know, starting to feel kind of creaky there for last couple of years. And you know, you start having grown up kids and having grandbabies, you got a whole nother reason to be healthy. You know, just heck, just I got to go through a whole another generation of horsey rides, man. You know, that's a lot of work. So imagine having four kids. Give me a ride, Daddy. Give me a ride. Put me on them. And go, oh, man, you're killing. I got another wave, and I'm almost 50. You know, I'm gonna have to hit the gym, keep up with this stuff. Is there going to be, you know, other things that'll get me? My joints were starting to go. I was glucosamine chondroitin, you know, stock market investor, man. You know, I'm like, woo, take that pill. Because they work. But I started doing the juicing thing. Within 3 days, I didn't need them anymore. I'm going, okay. Carrots, green apples, and something green like kale or collard greens. Boom. 2 16-ounce glasses a day, I'm done. Done. I feel so much better. All these little creaky ailments. You wake up in the morning, you know, I'm like, you know, it doesn't take me 5 minutes to be able to make it to the bath. Kind of go, doing that old man shuffle thing. You know, the alarm clock gets up, I'm awake. I'm awake. I wake up. Hey, man, I'm awake. You know, I don't, you know, how many times do I hit the snooze button? None. I'm awake. I go to sleep better. You know, I got the creakies out. You know, I have more energy. I tell you what, I could not do a morning and an afternoon show had it not been for this juicing thing unless I was like ODing on Starbucks, you know, and that's got its own problems, okay? So I'm telling you, it is health, mostly from nutrition. What was it, Plato or Hippocrates or something, they were saying, let food be your medicine and your medicine be your food. There was a reason, you know, it's healing you from the inside. Tell you one thing that I figured out. You know, this high, low cholesterol. You know, government's got a new number. Got to change the number. Your number's too high. It's too low. We got some goodies for you to take because of your number. You know, cholesterol is there for a reason. It is the repair. It's the scab. You know, it's the repair on your arterial system, your circulatory system. And I'm sure it does a lot of other things too. But I started figuring it out. I go, I get it. You know, the reason you got these cholesterol builds up is because you got ulcerations in your circulatory system. You're not getting the right nutrition. What's the cure? These homeopathic guys are saying if you just eat right, your circulatory system and the walls of your veins and arteries just heal themselves. It's because they lack certain molecules to just build it, to fix it. Your body will fix itself. It's amazing how much it fixes itself. And, you know, this high cholesterol, the reason is because you got big, giant freaking ulcers in your thing. What do you think was going to happen? You're going to have a scab there to the point it keeps building up. Got a blockage. Did you ever think that, you know, maybe we get down to the root of it and, you know, get the nutrition so you wouldn't need to have a cholesterol scab build up? And why is it in the heart? Why does it hit the heart as the blood's coming out? Because of the speed and power of which the blood comes out. It's like rubbing your raw. It's like taking a pressure washer, you know, to your leg. You know, what'd you think was going to happen? You know, this is, they're not telling you this because they don't want you to know. You know, this is, you know, you go to freedomsphoenix.com. You'll see special editions at the top of the navigation bar, and it'll take you to, you know, different editions that we have. One's called Ernie's Favorites. You go in there and you watch that high fructose corn syrup presentation done by a pediatrician who's sitting there explaining how it is that the fructose is so bad and how it breaks down your body and what it causes all this stuff. Why do we have such an obesity problem? You know, so my wife, yesterday, my daughter was over and we're making dinner. And we're like, okay, man, we can have a dinner. I love when I have my kids and friends come over. I get good dinners. They go, oh, you mind us coming over? Are you kidding me? That's the only time I get good dinners. You know? Yeah, I know my wife takes care of me, but it's like a little extra, you know? So little doilies. So we cooked, I think it was some kind of like a pork chop thing. And she's, oh, I want to put this on there. You know, this all makes it taste good. And what's this barbecue sauce? The number one ingredient is high fructose corn syrup. I'm going, you know, can we not? You go, oh, I guess I'm going to have to read the labels. Do you think? I mean, I've been hammering this forever. I go, and because what do you do as an alternative? You know, honey, molasses, you know, just plain brown sugar made into a little bit of cinnamon. Kind of, you can get all creative. You know, when I make my chili, ooh, it's all natural. You know, it produces some good gas, and it's yummy. So, you know, but it's all natural stuff. If we just start taking care of ourselves, a lot of this stuff just goes away. But they've created the bucket of money. They're going to take it from you whether you use it or not. It's not whether they're going to get the money or not. They'll come, no matter how much less we would go into the healthcare system, no matter how much less we need it and how much healthier we are, they're still going to justify and use some poster child for we need more money out of your paycheck in order to fund the healthcare, de la whatever, for our buddies over here. We're going down the tubes. And it's all based on a single philosophy of freedom. Do I have the freedom to say no? Last night, I fell asleep on the couch. And going to bed, you know, I checked the computer, did some stuff and some assignments, editors and crap like that. And then I'm ready to go to bed, and I just hit the TV on, you know, just kind of watch a little bit of TV. I felt a little tired, turned it off. You know, so I turned on, what is it, PBS NewsHour. And that was like 2-3 in the morning or something. You know, PBS NewsHour, we have it on. My wife fell asleep on the couch too, and her daughter and her boyfriend left, went home. I'm kind of, you know, saying, whoa, man, you could have woke us up. And now, so we go in, we're getting ready, we're going into bed. Have this up. They're talking about the healthcare thing. And one of the, on PBS no less, one of the women is there, and they had small business represented in this group and that group, and a lot of them are kind of, you know, set in their whatever version anyway. But she was an older woman. She's probably in her 60s. She represented some CEO of some private whatever. And she goes, you know, I just want the freedom to get my own health care. You know, this doesn't allow – I can you just leave us alone? You know, we already have private health care. We're fine with – why can't we do that? And I'm going, because – you know, if you're not, can't get everybody in the system, they don't want you, like, you know, being healthy and, you know, enjoying yourself over there. We got to be equally miserable. All equal. Equally poor. Equally overtaxed. Equally underserved. Equally complaining. Equally distracted. Okay. So, I mean, is this where we're going? So what are some, you know, solutions that you're thinking of, Ilar? I mean, you're in the industry. What kind of thing, just off the top of your head, you think people might do?
Well, there's the internet services that I've seen from people that they can go to the internet, look up a company that will diagnose and provide you with a doctor. If once you enter your money, pay them their fee, of course. They want to work for money. They will diagnose you by the symptoms you give to them over the computer. Then they will work on that diagnosis. They will give you a provisional not diagnosis, they will work with those symptoms and give you a provisional diagnosis and have a doctor call you probably within 24 hours if you need to. And then that, not saying that that doctor will give you a prescription, but then he may recommend that you go see a doctor locally to get this, this, and this treatment or prescription.
Yeah, I can get my Viagra. That's prescribed, isn't it? Yes. They say you go online, you can get Viagra somehow.
Canada or whatever, yes.
Well, how do they do that?
I'm not sure. I haven't investigated that, but I'm talking to the doctor, you know, and tell him I'm having a problem, and he says, well, this is what we would recommend. Pay me my fee.
Yeah, so, I haven't, but that I just want to let you know if that ever becomes a problem, I will, okay? Or at least I'll risk. I mean, they go, oh, well, it used to be like, you know, teenagers, stop doing that or you'll go blind, you know? Well, now you do stop doing the Viagra, you'll go blind. I mean, it's actually real now. I'll just do it till I need glasses. So the thing is that I'm looking at the option of being able to go and get a prescribed medication, Viagra. And they sure as heck, I mean, Bob Dole was the, you know, he was the he was a frontline poster child for that, you know, campaigning back in the late 90s, early 2000s. It was pretty funny campaigns. And he's like, yeah, damn boy, you know, and had Britney Spears gyrating, doing something, and he had dog next to him. He's going, oh, damn boy, you know, like that. I'm like, okay, they're pulling out all the stops on this. So as they did these commercials, yeah, go check YouTube. It'll be funny. But as they did these commercials, you'd find out, well, you know, just go online or you can call or something, and you wound up getting your Viagra prescription medication. How is that possible?
The doctors in different locations have different prescriptive abilities and different regulations. So, and it's mediated by state for right now. And I imagine that will change under Obama eventually.
I tell you, Viagra, whoever did, was it Pfizer or something?
Pfizer.
Pfizer, I guarantee they got a lobbyist in there making sure, oh, yeah, man, we can do this. You know, I'm uncomfortable talking about my erectile dysfunction. Kind of, it doesn't matter. Just push a button on the computer. We got a doctor sitting right here. And, oh, by the way, he's the guy that takes the bottle, puts it in the package, sends and gets his cut. You know, so I'm going, okay, but we can't do it on other stuff. Medical marijuana, heck no. You know, I hear tale, it has the same effect anyway. But one thing I want to know is that if we are going to go to like WebMD, that's really popular. I hear a lot of people, they put in, of course, you know, you put in enough symptoms and so on, all of a sudden you come back with, you know, freaking Ebola or something, you know, Ebola. But how effective are those services?
If you look at them, use them with a grain of salt, and look and understand what's going on, and tell them everything, not just the selected symptoms you want to work on, then you can get a pretty good idea of what's going on with you. And then they will recommend, we always recommend, that you be seen by somebody, because we can't treat you without being hands-on. Even if somebody calls me and says, I've got this, I say, I really can't recommend anything until I actually touch you, because I can't see you, I can't look at the vital signs, I can't see if you're sweating.
So what other solutions, if you're not going to be able to do it remotely? I mean, you know, then it's going to be, you know, webcam. Heck, I know. They're already doing this with robots operating kind of, you know, the space station kind of thing, or you're in Antarctica or something like that. A doctor will actually put his hand in some virtual reality kind of glove thing where it has a response, a tactile sensor input. So you'd be, it's like, you know, putting on a bodysuit and going in internet surfing porn or something. I mean, you'd be in your own movie, or you laugh. I mean, I'm telling you, this stuff is coming. But how is that? And you can always see wherever anything goes in the porn industry, it leads the way. That and gaming. Video gaming, and that's what drives the power of computers, because that's where the market is. So what happens is now we have doctors that are being able to put their hands in some, you know, biofeedback gloves, and they can operate in real time, you know, around the world. In fact, they've already done this. So now it's you got a robot standing there, and you go up to, you know, XR-37, HAL 9000 with hands, and he comes up and he starts patting you down, you know? And if he's grabbing your boobs, is that sexual harassment or something? I'm not even sure. You know, it's kind of, robot. I mean, we're going to have some weird lawsuits coming, you watch. But, you know, so now we have this kind of tactile return, and you can see laws starting to change with that. You know, you can start to see all kinds of medical care. They're given third world countries with a internet connection, satellite, day lob, stand in the body scanner that they're going to do. Heck, they're scanning you at the airport. Might as well scan you for some benefit. Or they go, oh, we scanned you for, oh, by the way, we just noticed you got breast cancer. You know, just a side benefit. You know, that's where the healthcare is going to be. It's going to be as you get on airplanes. No, oh, here it comes, Star Trek. Yeah, you know it's going to happen. So then, yeah, it's a side of benefit. Oh, man, if you think about it, they'll do it.
Already they have doctors that, for an outlying hospital that can't hire a radiologist to be on staff 24/7, they have centers where they can send this information over the internet, the images, the x-rays, the CT scans. That doctor will read it and return his findings within an hour.
You know, they had my wife, her mother had a mastectomy. And so she's been real, you know, on this. She's worried, you know, she wants to get her scan, all that kind of stuff. And going through all this stuff, it's just such a pain in the butt. And they have these vans or trailer rigs that they bring around to grocery store parking lots kind of deal. And you go in and they do a mammogram. You know, then they take that file and they internet it, ship it to some doctor that sits there and looks at it. Then they send you a thing and, you know, done. And it's a lot cheaper and it's a lot more convenient. Go, hey, there they are. Go, okay, just pull in, go do it. Done. But then they got the file that they want you to send to your doctor or somebody looks at. But the and then, you know, lumps that she was kind of concerned about, you know, what do we do about this and everything? She went to a homeopathic doctor first and he said, look, a lot of this is nutrition. You know, you need to cleanse it out. There's these different herbs or whatever. She did that for like 6 months, gone, done, problem solved. You know, so, you know, is that it? She goes, gets checked again, it's gone. So I'm really, can we allow the body to heal itself? Can we just, you know, depollute ourselves, cure a lot of this stuff? So there's a lot of other things that's coming. You know, what kind of facilities are there that's, you know, been of service to people?
MRIs, CT scans?
Yeah, anything.
They're getting smaller. They're getting more portable all the time.
So if I go and I want to get I see this advertised here. They go on full body scan for, I don't know where it was, $200-$300 or something. You go in, they put you in, give you a full body. It was the Heart Institute thing over here, you know, by the freeway in Thomas over there.
Scottsdale and other places.
And yes. They say, full body scan. Come on in. We're going to Dr. McCoy you. You know, we're going to Beverly Crusher you.
GE Fast Scans, yes.
Yeah, we're going to do you. We're going to just, you know, log it all in. Oh, and by the way, you don't mind if we put that in your national ID database, full body scan, find out every little old thing. You know, it's going to be, Obama's going to know more about me than I do. I I don't think so.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Oh, and the man be a-coming. Oh, yeah. Is your name on the list? And which list is that? Is it a good list? Is it a bad list? Are you going to get a lump of coal in your veins? The only best you can do is, like, make fun of it. But, I mean, you know this is coming. But, you know, what the bad guys never anticipate is, you know, the free market solution to it. You know, who can just go somewhere else and get treatment? Well, they have to make that illegal. They're going to be checking you at the Mexican border for telltale signs of surgery. Did you have scars, freshly healed, sutured up, chemicals? They're going to do drug testing to get back in? Are they going to have some kind of marker for in your blood that says you've had some kind of surgery or something? You know, would they do that? I mean, if it benefited them, they would.
They already do that in some respects. People trying to buy human growth hormone, which reduces fat, increases muscle, helps you feel better. Sylvester Stallone was arrested for it. If you buy it across the border, somebody will report you, and they will catch you at the border crossing with it.
What, in your system or have in vials?
In vials.
You know, you know, it's always darkest for the Don. A lot of people, Ernie, we can't get out. It's just going to, and I'm going, I go, you know, that's when big change happens. I'm sitting here going, who's going to ride this wave?
Part of healthcare is education. We want to educate people about the effects of things. And your favorite whipping horse right now, high fructose corn syrup, metabolized in the body as a fat. And processed in the liver as a fat, the byproduct is uric acid. Uric acid leads to high blood pressure. High blood pressure leads to the fact that you're going to need medications for that high blood pressure. Those high blood pressure medications lead to erectile dysfunction, leading to Ernie's favorite drug, Viagra.
Viagra! Well, it's not my favorite drug usage yet. But don't think I won't if I need it. You know, I'm making sure I don't. Eating properly. So this is, that's an interesting statistic. I wonder how many people that are needing the Viagra, it's a side effect of a bunch of other stuff that they're on.
Most of them.
Yeah, and all they need to do is drink some carrot juice.
Oh, get rid of the high fructose corn syrup and the other things leading to high blood pressure.
Oh, you know, I don't know if you saw in Freedom's Phoenix, we were talking about yesterday, the corn industry is coming back with TV advertisements saying, oh, corn, it's a sweet truth. You know, come over here. It's okay. You know, mainline some corn syrup. It's okay.
I don't watch TV anymore.
No, they're doing an ad campaign in support of high fructose corn syrup. So, of course, on the YouTube, he's got somebody doing a spoof on it. They're kind of mirroring it, you know, making fun of it. But this is going to be a big impact. I think this one is blowing up in their face. They're not going to be able to survive this one. So that's why, you know, all of a sudden now they're taking the corn and they're going, oh, yeah, okay, well, that's bad. So what are we going to do with it? Well, they're going to make ethanol, but it produces less energy than it takes to do it. So then, you know, why would they do it? Well, it's subsidized, blah, 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 blah. The entire system is going to implode because of lies and deceit. Uncovering the secrets, exposing the lies. That's what we're about. Because why? Why would I do that? What do I care? You know, do I make extra money that way or something? I get more freedom because you are informed. It's going to be all of us together using the access to instant communication, peer-to-peer reviewed, anecdotally and whine about how, oh, well, that's just anecdotal. You know, that's just, you know, 4,000 of your closest friends had that experience. It wasn't a scientific study. You know, I'm going, oh, you just keep doing it. You just keep doing it and losing the credibility. And the people, we will save ourselves because it's the only thing that ever has. Go be free. That's what I'm going to do the rest of the day. I'm going to go be some freedom exercising. You do the same thing. We'll see you tomorrow.